Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes, gags, routines, bits and bobs, stuff and other stuff that they've had to drop because they either don't work or maybe it's too controversial. Maybe it doesn't suit their character, Joel. Maybe they just sell it to someone else. But it's jokes that they've tried and they don't work. How's that sound, Joel?
It sounds good. I didn't like how you kept leaning into me like Fagin when you were saying those different things.
Joel, you're here.
Hello.
Yeah, you're a permanent feature now for the intro.
I am.
Last week, you made out that I'd made up some feedback, like I'd made an account.
Yep.
That's not true. And to prove it, that account, Martin at Smart UK, yeah? Underscore Smart UK, in case anyone's looking him up.
I think they are.
Do you think they will?
Yeah.
Just to be clear, I'm definitely not Mark Simmons. Not at all. Ever. So it's a dot, then ever, then dot.
Okay.
He is, however, an hilarious comedian.
Are you sure you haven't written this?
That everyone should go and see. Oh, thanks, Martin.
Everyone.
And subscribe to my podcast, his podcast. Oh, thumbs up. He made a joke.
That's good.
Yeah.
Get him on the podcast.
Yes. I've got some feedback on one of the other jokes that came up. So there's a joke I told David Trent that I couldn't get to work, which was, I'm not educated in political correctness. What can I say? Right?
Yep.
Which never worked. And so we've had Liam York at Danger Liam. It's a good name, isn't it?
Watch out.
He said, what if you just flip it? What can I say? I don't know much about political correctness. I think you need what can you say at the end for that to get the punch. But thanks for getting involved, Liam.
Danger Liam.
Danger Liam.
People say Danger's my middle name. It's his first name. Liam's his middle name.
That's quite a good one. Mate, I'll say that.
Okay.
People say that Danger's my middle name. No, people say that Danger... Oh, hang on. People say Danger's their middle name, but with Liam, it's his first name. Laugh. It's good.
That was good.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, make sure you edit that though. Did you edit it like I told you to last week?
Yeah, don't listen to it.
Interestingly, in that podcast last week with David Trent, he suggested shortening the whole thing and just saying political correctness. What can I say? I've tried it. Two new material nights worked both times.
Well, hey, great.
Yeah. That's like a positive, like, feel-good message from the show. I've got exciting news, Joel.
Go on.
I'm going to Edinburgh Festival.
Who are you going to see?
No, hey, good joke. That's not exciting, because I always go. But I don't always take this podcast and do it live in Edinburgh.
No way.
Every day.
Shut up.
At 1:15 at a venue on the Cowgate called The Subway. Come along if you're in Edinburgh. Well, you will be there, yeah. Come in. I haven't got any guest booked yet, but actually, if you've got any suggestions and you know people that are up there, let us know who you'd like us to have on the live podcast.
Great.
And I'll try and sort it out.
Brilliant.
Yeah, there you go. It's exciting. So this week, we've got Nick Helm.
Yes.
Oh, that's good, Joel.
Yeah. That's the sort of reaction I think he'd have.
He would actually. Nick Helm, we've got Nick Helm on, and it's a really good one, so I hope you enjoy it, and send us feedback after at Jokes with Mark or on iTunes. Leave us a review, why not? This is Nick. Nick Helm.
Yay!
I'll just try that out. Do you think that's a good opening to it?
I think it's awful.
Oh, I won't do it next time. Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you? Good.
All right, yeah.
Good. Last time I saw you was in Edinburgh, was it?
What, in person?
Yeah.
Yes.
I came to see your work in progress show.
Yeah, and I came to see your finished show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed your show.
It's work in progress.
It's quite fitting, though, for this show, this podcast.
How
isn't
do you
it?
Mean? Like, this is a show about work in progress. Well, three times I've asked you what this podcast is, and you've avoided it, and then you said, let's just start.
Yeah.
And so now it's quite fitting. Is it? What is the show?
We're just telling each other jokes that we've had to drop. So obviously you would have tried jokes in your work in progress.
No, I didn't, though.
What?
I didn't do one-liners.
No, it doesn't have to be jokes.
Oh, yeah, but... Bits. Okay, well, they were long anecdotes about my penis being destroyed.
Yeah. Did they work?
The jokes. They weren't really jokes, though. They were just, like, awful stories. They were, like, horror stories.
But did they stay in the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so that's not
it's
joke.
Great.
So that's not in your joke bin, is it?
No, but I'll tell you this. Not only did they stay in the show, but the first night we did it in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Two people fainted. Two men fainted in the audience.
What? Because of the stories.
So I did Work in Progress in Edinburgh, which became a tour show that I did last autumn.
Yeah.
And I have... So the very first bit of material that I ever did was this story about... Is there swearing on this?
You can do what you want, mate.
Right, I got... It's fucking c***ed!
We'll definitely beep that,
that's
right?
My new.
Is it beep? No, it's bleep. Beep.
I think it's beep or bleep.
It is a beep, though, isn't it?
A beep is like a little What's robot different... doing it, and a bleep is like... Right. A slightly different little robot.
We'll get a little robot to do it. Okay, continue.
So I had this sort of... When I very first started doing stand-up about, 2006? So 12 years ago.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
I started a little bit later. My first memory of you was at... what's that? Lion's Den?
Oh, yeah. In King's Cross.
Yeah. It was a horrible gig.
It was tough. It was like, so what you'd do is you'd come on and do was it 5 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
You'd do five, no, it was a gong show, wasn't it? You'd have to...
Yeah.
So you'd go on and you'd wait for 3 months like to get on the list.
And it feels like 3 months at the show because there's 20 acts on.
And there's 20 acts and everyone comes on to do 5 minutes and then there were three cunts in the audience with the red cards. And you'd do your jokes and then if they didn't like you, they'd hold up a red card and when there was three red cards, you got booted off. So you'd wait 3 months and sometimes you'd only last about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And
I only did it once. I lasted probably a minute and I was like, I'm not paying to come into London to do that again.
I did it quite a few times and I never got beyond a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
You?
And then eventually they had a birthday party. I think it was like they'd been going for like 2 years or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe longer. And they had a birthday party and then as their birthday treat, they got they got Brian Gittins to headline it.
Oh, did they?
But then there was like a mid... That they could pick another headliner for like the halfway point.
Yeah.
And they picked me because they said, because the prize was if you got to 5 minutes that you'd come back and you'd do
a longer set.
You'd do a headline set. And so I saw Joel Dommett.
Yeah.
He did, he's the only person that I remember winning. And you know, he did a headline set. And they said, Nick, you'll never headline. You're never going to headline unless we give you this charity headline slot.
You grabbed it with both hands.
So I was like, brilliant. And it was actually good because the halfway point was like about the time that a normal gig would end.
Yeah.
So I did. So I got the headline in the middle. Brian Gittins went on. People hated him. They were all booing him and falling asleep and leaving. And it was just like, oh, God. So it was actually better off to do that. But yeah, terrible gig. Well, you know, it was like, I'm glad that it existed.
Yeah, I always remember one joke that you did, which was the Tim's.
Yeah, Tim Rice.
Yeah, if Tim Rice and Tim Curry...
Tim Rice and Tim Curry should get together. Does anyone ever think that Tim Rice and Tim Curry should get together and open up an Indian takeaway? They could call it Tim's.
I love that joke.
It would be ideal.
I always remember that. I always remember that's...
Really funny joke.
It's a really good joke.
Yeah, it's just good because it's silly, you know.
Yeah.
It's such proper stupid.
Yeah, that's like, my sort of joke.
But
though,
also, I'm the idiot in that joke.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, hey, wouldn't it be great if Tim Rice and Tim Curry got together and opened Indian Takeaway? And then it's like someone goes, what? And they call it Rice and Curry, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good idea as well, you know. But I think I've heard like a couple of other people do that joke recently. Someone did it.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I'm always like, yeah, it was mine first.
It definitely was.
But I haven't used it in a long time.
No, so it's still yours.
It's still mine, but yeah. I also do think that...
Did they say it's ideal? Because if they say it's ideal, then it's definitely
no,
stolen.
No, but like, it's just like a you're welcome thing. And
why
it's
do you
like,
do the it'll be ideal? Is that where that came from, when you say something after you do the one-liners?
I only ever said it with that joke.
Did you really? Yeah.
It would be ideal. it was like... But it's like you're welcome. It's just like I didn't invent the phrase "you're welcome,"
yeah.
But I did sort of invent going "you're welcome" after a shit joke.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But like saying it like that, and when you hear people going "you're," you go no. I can't own the phrase "you're welcome." I can't.
But
I don't
think they were shit jokes.
No,
I think they're really good jokes.
But that's the thing, people would come up to me and they'd go, I really like your shit jokes. And I'd be like, it's like your hometown or your sister or something. It's just like, I can have a problem with my sister.
you can't have
a problem with my sister. It's my fucking sister. What are you saying about my sister? It's just like, I go on and I go, I've got all these shit jokes. And someone comes over and they go, I like your shit jokes. And he's like, what are you fucking saying about my jokes? So
what's the bit you're talking about?
So I did this. So when I first started doing stand-up, so it's before my first gig, and I was with my mate in the pub, and we said, wouldn't it be funny to tell a one-liner and afterwards say, wallop.
Sort of Partridge.
Yeah, it was just like, what is it? My big white bear likes sleeping with men, likes sleeping with women, and suffers from tremendous mood swings. He's bipolar. Right?
Yeah.
And it was like, but that was like one of the, wallop!
Yeah.
And it's like, this joke is so good that you're being walloped around the head. And it was like, and I had a T-shirt that had wallop written on it. And,
did you?
And like iron-on transfer.
You actually bought that.
Brilliant. I didn't buy it. I made it. I got a white T-shirt and an iron-on transfer, and I printed it out in the font that I liked, and then it was red, and I cut it out, and I ironed it on the thing, and I was wearing these proper cowboy shirts. This is why I started wearing cowboy shirts.
So you do the joke, then pull your shirt open and go wallop.
So I go wallop, 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 and I do like four jokes, and then is it just me, or do you think? Mr. T liked wearing all that jewelry? Or do you think he was just paranoid about being burgled? Wallop!
That's such a good joke. That is such a good joke.
And then in the last one, I'd just go, and I'd open my shirt, and it said wallop on my, and I never said it.
All right, I'll tell you this. Right, so I've got a few jokes down here that I've done at New Material Nights recently that haven't worked.
Yeah.
But I kind of like them. And they're usually there's usually a reason, I think, that they're not working. For example, I think you need, with this one, I think you need to kind of be a fan of Father Ted to find it funny.
Well, that's always worrying, isn't it? That you've got to do homework.
That's why it didn't work. So it's at my school, an Irish virgin was prefect. See, that's the response the audience gave. It's just looked at me. Do you get it? Because you know, Irish people say fuck, like feck.
Yeah.
So prefect is they weren't fucked, and they're a virgin. So they're
prefect. I see. Yeah. That's not.
I mean,
what
that
I thought.
Took.
Do you know
10
what
seconds.
That is? It sounds like perfect. It sounds like you're saying perfect.
You think? Oh.
You know, like practice makes prefect.
Oh, let's go to write that down.
And I think that's what my head went when I was trying to work that out. I was like,
reckon? Yeah, but that's the trouble because a lot of my jokes are thinkers, but. I mean, if you've really got
like
to work
it
out.
She was perfect, but you're getting it wrong. And prefect is also a thing that you... That's what I think.
What if I went...
Now that you've explained it, it's clever, but it's not funny.
Do you think... That's the thing, yeah. I've got some jokes that are cleverer than funny. Like, I had a joke I really liked in my last show that never really got good laughs, which was... on the way here, flicked on the radio and started listening to Magic, which was rubbish because it's quite a visual art form. But it never got much of a response from people.
That's great.
I don't know.
But that's weird as well. It's now making me think about, is there an audio version of Magic?
I think it's based London, isn't it? So I don't know if they have it up north.
No, but
Magic.
I mean the actual.
Oh, if there is.
No is there way. Is there audio Magic?
How would that work?
Where you go.
Oh, and it's disappeared. You've just got to trust them.
Exactly. That's something better than. So I've got the Two of Hearts here, and I'm going to palm it in my hand and put it in my pocket. Oh, I've got. Anyway, I'll do another trick. But do you know what I mean? It's kind of.
That could be a really funny series.
Well, it could be.
Because we could start a new podcast.
We could.
When we hang out, yeah?
We spent so long thinking that we could do something. I never thought of whether we should do something.
Oh.
So, of course, I like Roger Moore as much as the next man, Timothy Dalton. That was one of the jokes that I've never used.
Oh, I like that. You've never used it. Did you try it? And it just didn't quite.
No, I just knew.
Timothy Dalton. Do you know what?
I thought it was shit on the page.
I don't, I do that sometimes, but I always say it at least once to an audience. But with that, my instant thought was, is he the next one? And then I was thinking, who was next? And then so I was a bit slower to. I was worried about the factual accuracy rather than laughing.
Whether Timothy Dalton was after Roger Moore?
Yeah, it was the next one.
Of course he was. Of course I like Pierce Brosnan as much as the next man, Daniel Craig. Yeah, he works with all of them except for.
Isn't that brilliant? Because you can just keep. And they're all different jokes.
It works with all of them except for Daniel Craig.
Yeah, that's true. I actually, in my new show, I wrote a joke that is. Hang on, I just got to remember how it went. I like clothes models like the next man. That's something I wrote for this new show.
Does the phrase work? Phrasing work? I like clothes models as much as the. It should be as much.
As much as the next. Ah! That's what. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Because.
I like clothes
models. I like clothes models like the next man.
As much as the next man. So I like other top man models as much as the next man. Yeah, I like.
That's. See,
does that work better?
That works better.
I don't think it's going to stay in. Should I do another one?
Yep.
Okay, this one is really bad. I can't even believe I actually went through with it. So what I'd do is I'd say to someone in the audience, ask me a question, any question. So you'd ask me a question.
What's your name?
And I go, Ibble. And then I go to the next person and I say, ask me a question.
How are you?
Ibble. And I just keep doing that, right?
Yeah.
And then I go, someone said I should grow up, but that was response Ibble. So bad. Honestly, they just looked, because I really committed to it, and I went around a lot of people. But you've got to try things, I think.
Yeah, you
it's
do.
A new material
you, of course
night.
You've got to try them on a new
and
material.
And I think Ibble is a funny word, because you know, like, in Blackadder, when Rowan Atkinson goes wibble.
Yeah.
It's funny when he says it. I thought Ibble. Yeah. But yeah, I tried that once.
Isn't it? And it's great. What a great word. And what you've also done is you've let Blackadder do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And you've gone, right, that does work. And you've sort of like stood on the shoulders of giants and gone, brilliant, I can do that. I love it. There. Yeah, I used to go on stage and just do complete scripts from Red Dwarf. Unbelievable. What do you call, this is rubbish, what do you call a robot who's bad with people?
Don't know.
The Alienator. It's rubbish.
That's a good joke.
Do you remember?
Because you do quite shit jokes.
Yes.
Did you
imagine if I didn't know? Like, yeah. Just going along with you. Because you do shit jokes.
But I don't think they're shit. I think they're good, and I think that's good. But how do you look at that one and go, that's on par with the other jokes.
I think that I've got like this dignity filter where
the Alienator, that's so funny. I think that's good.
I also think that it doesn't really necessarily make. Why is it a robot and then it says Alienator? It's like Terminator, but it's a bit like.
I like it. But I think having alien in it might confuse people.
That's what I think.
A religious person had a go at me for shortening the Son of God's name. I was like, geez. I like that, but I did it two times and they didn't laugh.
My CDs are like children to me. Lots of skipping and jumping.
Lovely. Wow. I think that's the weakest out of those.
Do you really? Because I think that's the strongest.
No, and, I don't think
and,
so.
And it's not good. People don't like it.
No.
I wanted. I was just going to rattle through it.
Yeah, yeah, man. We ever take? Yeah, go for it.
We should take it in turns.
I haven't got that many. I only prepared 5.
Really?
Yeah, because I've got. You know, I'm going to be doing this quite a lot, so I need to make sure I save some. Woodwork. That's a sore subject.
Woodwork. It would work. Use.
If it was better.
If it was balsa. That doesn't make sense. I wanted some meat in a hurry. I said chop, chop, chop.
Chop, chop, chop. Brilliant. That's
not,
really good.
Not good.
That is a good joke.
You can have these.
Oh, mate, nah, you've got to have more confidence in these. These are great.
Oh,
could you do a whole show of one-liners, do you think, out of all the, like, over the years, all the ones you've written? Could you do a whole show of one-liners?
When I compare, I've stopped doing actual comparing, and I just go on and do one-liners.
So you've got quite a lot then?
Yeah, but I read them off a
piece. But you'd run out of things to say after each one, wouldn't you? That'd be the hardest part.
No.
Wallop. Have that.
No, because I've
done
just,
that one. Have it. Have it.
I just berate the audience for not enjoying them enough. And then you have people come up and go, face change, that he gets so angry when people don't like his jokes. And he's like, yeah. That's kind of the, that's the act. Get on board.
I really like this idea for this one, but never got. He always got nothing. I don't know what the do not disturb button does on my phone, but I always feel I shouldn't touch it. Shouldn't press it.
Say it again.
I don't know what the do not disturb button does on my phone, but I always feel I shouldn't really touch it because it says do not disturb.
I always. I always wonder what the do not disturb button. Yeah, but you go, like, I always wonder what the do not disturb button does on my phone, but rules are rules.
Rules are rules.
Or
yeah, that might.
But because I always feel like I shouldn't touch it. It's sort of a bit weak, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too long. So the punchline shouldn't have too many words, really.
Maybe we'll never solve that one.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There was a joke, wasn't there, that I, in McCuntlith, and I...
Yeah, we worked on one of my jokes and one of your jokes together.
Yeah.
And the one, your one was about going to the sexual health clinic.
Yeah, it was like, I missed my appointment at the STD clinic. I missed my appointment at the STD clinic because I was being chatted up by a lady. I've still got it.
That's it. But that's it. We had loads of versions of that joke, didn't we?
Because I had the punchline, which was, I've still got it. And then it was like, how do you get to the punchline?
Yeah.
And that's why the setup is a bit convoluted.
Yeah.
But it's because it was like, you got a punchline, but what's the... I got another punchline, which is, he flew off the handle, right? And I don't... And when I'm on stage now, because I've never worked out what the setup is, I just say, like... 10 jokes in, I just go, this one's just a punchline. he flew off the handle. So you can imagine what the setup to that would be. And I haven't ever bothered writing it. But you will spend hours and hours writing a joke, won't you? Like chiseling it out of stone.
Try and work out, yeah.
What's the joke that we worked on for you?
It was.
And do you use it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've still got it. It's one of my favourite jokes.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. It's the memory foam one. I read that someone suffocated their mother with a pillow, but it's a pillow I feel sorry for because it's memory foam. It's got to live with that. it took us quite a while. But
yeah, I don't remember contributing anything to that.
I don't know. Is that because it's bad? You don't admit
it? No, I think it's a really good joke. I think it's really good. It's dark as well. We're having a debate about street performers. Where do you stand on stilts?
But these aren't. These are good jokes.
No, they're not really.
I think they would work.
Mm.
Any more?
Where do you stand on stilts? Such a good joke.
Every day's a winding road, unless you're a Roman.
Because roads are straight.
Because they built straight roads.
I didn't know that. So you've got to have knowledge about it.
You've got to have knowledge. That's the problem with some of your jokes. You've got to have knowledge.
I've got a castle joke that never works. Why because not? Because people don't know much about castles, and I like castles. So I was in the middle of a castle the other day, and on one of the doors it said "keep closed," and I thought, no, it isn't.
That's.
Yeah, you have to know what a keep is.
It's just that it's like one step too far in terms of working it out in your head. So you have to go like, oh. Because what happens is you don't laugh. You hear the joke and you don't laugh. And then you go, well, that can't be the end of the joke. And then you have to go back and go, well, what are the clues?
Mm.
And then you have to go back and go, well, keep.
That's my whole app.
Keep is another word for castle. Oh, and it's closed. Oh, I see. And then you've got to replay it in your head.
So I tell you what, if I just do that joke...
But that's like that's an elongated way. That's the elongated process that you've got to go through to get to the punchline.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that doesn't work.
But if I've got another castle joke that does work, and then if people laugh at that, I go, oh, you like castle jokes? And I say, well, this one doesn't normally work. And I explain to them, and then I do it. And then it gets a laugh because they're already thinking about the different castle knowledge.
I think... And I don't have a lot of rules when it comes to comedy. That is cheating. your act is to explain the joke, then I think it's a little bit. It's a little bit lazy.
That counts as cheating.
To go on stage and give them a little history, unless you broke it up. Unless at the beginning,
that could be a section, right?
At the beginning of your show, you just come out and randomly say, "By the way, another word for a castle is a castle." And you have that as like a board on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And then later on you get to it. And then
I think I might put that in my Edinburgh show.
That's like as a callback. Because you did callbacks. Your callbacks were brilliant in this show. I mean, it's not like, you know... You haven't brought me on here just to compliment you, but I think that I really
that is
enjoyed...
why I brought you on.
Really?
Yeah, you just haven't. I knew you told me you liked the show before, and I thought, well, I need to get him on and get that on audio.
You just brought me on and said to compliment you, and then there was an awkward sort of like look between you two.
He's got us.
I'll tell you this: I did this Magnum PI joke, which is. What you call a chalk ice with a moustache? Magnum PI.
Nice. Right?
And someone came up to me and said, the reason that joke doesn't work is because a Magnum has a stick in it. So I used to retell the joke. I used to do, what you call a chalk ice with a moustache? Magnum PI. And it would get a laugh.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, somebody told me that joke didn't work. So I said, what do you call a chalk ice with a stick in it? A magnum. That is just a fact. it's just like, you know, Tom Selleck doesn't have a stick in him, does he?
I don't think so.
Not famously, not all the time.
No.
Right? He may occasionally have a stick in him, but it's not like part of, you know, his defining characteristics. He doesn't always have a moustache, to be fair.
There you go. I think that's it, mate. Thanks for coming on the show.
Wonderful. I've had a...
I really enjoyed that. Have you got more jokes in the bank so we can do another one Monday?
Yeah.
When we're hanging out.
I do.
Let's end on that. Thanks, mate.
Bye.
See ya. It's all so fake at the end, isn't it? That was Nick Helm. Great. Yeah. Good one, wasn't it?
It was great.
He was really good. And what I liked about it was a lot of joke content.
He had so many great jokes.
Yeah, he told us some of his good ones and some of his ones that I still think most of them are good. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy it, please tell people about it. Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word about the podcast. That's a new phrase I've come up with.
Little phrase? A jingle.
A jingle. Mm. Yeah, a little jingle I've come up with. So I'll be doing that every week. Just tune in. Subscribe if you don't want to miss me doing that jingle. And leave a review on iTunes. Tweet us at Jokes with Mark and let us know what you think. So next week we have Lauren Patterson.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good reaction, Joel. Yeah, really good one. I'm looking forward. I haven't listened to it since we recorded it, but I'm looking forward to the edit. And, you know, yeah, great stuff. Tune in. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a review, please.
And you can tweet me at JokesWithMark with any feedback or suggestions of people that you might like us to get on. A couple of weeks ago, we suggested maybe Chris Rock, and we said...
We're delighted to announce...
Yeah, that nobody tweeted him at all. Not one. Unless they didn't tweet me in it as well. Maybe they did, but didn't at me. But at, if you're going to tweet Chris Rock about being on this podcast, at JokesWithMark as well. Otherwise, I won't know about it. All right? Seriously. Otherwise, we'll probably never get him on there. All right, that's the end.